the sound of a wonderful pop star called Tove Lo here on Phoenix FM. This is the Habits remix. And before this, we started the second hour of the show with Red Light from the 36 EP featuring Lottie, a track called 36. It is 10 minutes past 7 here on Phoenix FM. We say good evening to Saffron.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
The reason why I play that jingle is because sometimes people clap when they have a guest in, and often it's just one person, and this sounds really dodgy. So I just have a fake jingle of people clapping to make it seem like there's an atmosphere in the studio.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, so it's just a cover-up, really.
Cool.
Because actually, I'm lonely.
Well, it's no longer a secret. You've just revealed it.
I know, but to be honest, it's lasted like a year, so that's not bad. I'll have to find another way
not
to get
bad.
By. You all right? How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, yeah.
Good,
I think you're the first guest who've asked how I am back.
Really?
Yeah, often they'll be like, you all right? Yeah, not too bad. No feedback.
Oh, well, yeah, I think it's important that you should ask people how they're feeling.
I think so, yeah. I saw you tweeting earlier about Happiness Day. Is this a thing? I don't know.
Really?
Weren't you tweeting earlier about happiness?
No, I was, but I'm saying, just sometimes you feel like tweeting about anything. I think tweeting is a spontaneous act.
Mm.
And I tend to just tweet about everything and anything.
Okay, I wasn't
sure.
So
it's not nothing specific. It's just kind of something I do.
I wasn't sure if there was a thing called like International Happiness Day you were tweeting about.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I'm not very modern. I'm a bit stuck in 1998. Before we sort of get into the session, what I did is some loose research online about you.
Oh, okay.
Not like stalkerish.
Right.
But just like research your music and stuff.
Okay.
Because I'm a bit geeky and stuff. First thing I pointed out was on YouTube, you've got a video of you doing a Whitney Houston cover.
Yes.
I noticed this had 40-odd thousand views, and I thought, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
How do you get so many views on YouTube?
I don't know. I honestly couldn't give you an answer. I think it depends on the video itself, but also, you know, when you distribute it different places like Facebook, Twitter, I think that also builds views, so yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was quite impressive. I was 44,000, that's good.
Thank you, yeah.
I'd do anything for 44,000 views. Not judging. Also, I like to ask guests, what sort of music are you into at the moment? Does like music you listen to now inspire what you do yourself in terms of your own music? Who are you listening to at the moment?
I right now, honestly, I'm using my iPod that I've had for absolutely, like, for ages, literally. And that iPod is like a walking throwback. So literally every song on there is from like 3 or 4 years ago. Like, I'm fairly current, so I am listening to like artists like John Newman.
Oh, I love John Newman.
Love John Newman. And, you know, Bruno Mars. But I'm saying, like, right now I'm listening to so many songs that I've listened to in the past. It's quite cool. But
do you like John Newman's Badger Quiff?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
What, do you?
I'm not fussed by John Newman's Badger Quiff, either way. It looked better on him than it does on Robbie Williams. Have you seen it on Robbie Williams?
I haven't, no.
Okay, I'll show you that off air.
Okay.
I won't do that.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, he went for the Badger Quiff as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Watch out, Jeremy Paxman, these journalistic questions. They are going to take Paxman down. What's sort of your worst live performance moment? Because I imagine like you've done a lot of live gigs. Have you ever had a moment where you've done something that's gone a bit shocking and mics broke and it sort of all went kaput?
Yeah, I have. A couple of years ago, I was performing, and the backing track stopped. The instrumental had literally stopped, so I was just, like, singing without a soundtrack. And
not helpful.
It was not. But I continued, so, you know, I continued singing. But I had to kind of put a spin on it, so it didn't look too awkward. Because, you know, if it just kind of cuts off, you're like, what do I do next?
It'd be good if you had had a strop.
Yeah, it would have actually.
Oh, no, turn that backing track off. You should have just framed them. You should have brought them on stage.
Yeah.
Like him. He's ruined this.
It was him.
You should have, like, name and shamed at the time. I'd have done that.
Yeah, next time. But let's hope there's not a next time.
No, not ideally. Are you ready to perform your first track?
Yes, I am.
You're going to perform your record, Never Too Late.
Never Too Late.
Would you like to tell us anything about Never Too Late before you perform Never Too Late?
Okay, Never Too Late is a song that I wrote. Literally, it's a song about happiness, love, friendship, and I wrote it with the intention of creating a song that will inspire people to never give up. You know, the message basically says it all. Like, it's never too late to achieve your dreams and whatever you desire. So yeah, that's that's what the song Never Too Late's about, and I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, do you want to hop onto mic three, and then we're going to press a button for something called a backing track, very fancy, and then you're going to sing, essentially. She's just taken a sip of water, very professional, unlike me before this show. I tend to lose my voice about 7:50, just all like this at the end of the show. That's how the show tends to end. But here we go, live in session here on Phoenix FM. This is Saffron performing her record, Never Too Late. There we go, that is Saffron performing her record Never Too Late, live here on Switch on Phoenix FM. We'll be back after some Iggy Azalea. She'll be performing her record Turning Tables and also doing a cover of Emily Sandy Beach's Clown. Iggy Azalea, that track is called Impossible Is Nothing. You can download that now if you pre-order her new album, The New Classic, which is out at some point. I don't remember the date, but it's out soon. Saffron is still in the studio. Hi, Saffron.
Hello.
Hi, you okay?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, you've already performed your record Never Too Late, and you're now going to do a song called Turning Tables.
Yep.
We played that sort of version earlier on, but now we're going to get the live version.
Yes, you are.
Do you want to tell us about Turning Tables?
Turning Tables is a song of triumph. You know, if you're ever in a position or a situation where you feel slightly controlled, restricted, you know, not necessarily go for revenge, but just stand up for yourself and keep strong.
Okay, wicked. Take it away when you're ready.
I was your robot, a puppet on Broadway. You control my buttons, emotions, and everything else. Smiling always, cause everything was always right for you. Yeah. If it ever went wrong, I will be too blatant for what I don't know. You control on me, remember that no more, no more. Yeah. But the promise I made to myself, I ain't turning back on it. I'ma follow it through, do what you do to you. Times that you flip the coin, I'ma flip it back on you. As you played your game, lost your game, what a damn shame. Turning tables, I'm turning, turning tables, yeah. Turning tables, turning, turning tables. Turning tables, turning, turning tables, yeah. Turning tables. It occurred to me that I was just a toy, not a person. Feelings were ignored, tortured, and torn right apart. You tweet my swag to the world like it's yours, but it's not. Now they know. Oh, oh, oh. If it ever went wrong, I will be too blatant for what I don't know, yeah. You control on me, remember that no more, no more, yeah. But the promise I made to myself, I ain't turning back on it. I'ma follow it through, do what you do to you. The times that you flip the coin, I'ma flip it back on you. As you played your game, lost your game, what a damn shame. I'm turning tables, turning, turning tables, yeah. Turning tables, turning, turning tables. Turning tables, I'm turning, turning tables, yeah. Turning tables. I am done with you, the mask is coming off too. I've been through hell and back with you. Time to make a change. Throw away your remote to my But the promise I made to myself, I ain't turning back on it. I'ma follow it through, do what you do to you. Times that you flip the coin, I'ma flip it back on you. As you played your game, lost your game, what a damn shame. Turning tables, I'm turning, turning tables, yeah. Turning tables, turning, turning tables. Turning tables, I'm turning, turning tables, yeah. Turning tables. I'm turning tables, I'm turning tables. Thank you.
There we go. That is Saffron performing her record Turning Tables here on Phoenix FM. We're going to have a bit of Rick Ross and then we'll be back after that. She'll be performing a cover of Emily Sandy Beach's Clown, and we'll also be playing a very stupid game called All We Hear Is Radio Gargle. The sound of Rick Ross featuring The Weeknd. That is a track called In Vain. It's taken from the album Mastermind, one of my favourite albums at the moment. On the way, we're going to play a bit of Jungle, and we're also going to be doing a very daft game with our guest Saffron. It's called All We Hear Is Radio Gaga, and I don't know. Yeah, I think most people know the Queen song, All We Hear Is Radio Gaga. I don't think it's one of those where you have to go, ask your mum, sort of thing. I think it's quite a well-known song. So we are going to be doing that game with Saffron very shortly. Saffron, are you looking forward to playing the stupid game?
I am.
Yep, that was a forced I am on air. Yep.
No, honestly, I'm interested to see how this is going to pan out.
So am I, because I've never done it before. It could really be quite ropey. But stay tuned. But before we do, like, let's do all credible things first, before I could possibly ruin the show. You're going to do a cover now of Emily Sandé's Clown. Why have you chosen this to perform this evening?
I love this song. It's a song that means a lot to me, but also the meaning is very powerful, and Emily Sandé is an artist, she's absolutely amazing, so yeah,
take it away when you're ready.
I guess it's funnier from where you're standing, 'cause from over here I miss the joke. Cleared the way for my crash landing. Done it again, another number for notes. I'd be smiling if I wasn't so desperate. I'd be patient if I had the time. I could stop and answer all your questions, as soon as I find out how I can move from the back of the line. I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, 'cause it's funny, I would too if I saw me. I'll be your clown on your favorite channel. My love, circus, circus, round in circles, I'm sailing out tonight. I'd be less angry if it was my decision, and the money was just rolling in. If I had more than my ambition, for please and thank you soon as I win. I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, 'cause it's funny, I would too if I saw me. I'll be your clown on your favorite channel. My life's a circus, round in circles, I'm sailing out tonight. From a distance, my choice is simple. Yeah, yeah. From a distance, I can entertain. So you can see me, I put makeup on my face, but there's no way you can feel it from so far away. I'll be your clown behind the glass. Go ahead and laugh, 'cause it's funny, I would too if I saw me. I'll be your clown on your favorite channel. Life's a circus, circus, 'cause everybody knows this song is great.
There we go. I thought you would like going, something's gone wrong. I was like going to hit all the buttons. That is Saffron performing Emily Sandé's Clown here on Phoenix FM. If you want to like hot mics onto Mic 2, that's a radio term, Mic 2.
Mic 2.
That's for all the radio geeks out there like me. There's not many. It's 7.36. You are listening to Switch with me, Joe, here on Phoenix FM. Just over 20 minutes left off tonight's show. But now we are going to play a very stupid game, Saffron. I like to play games with guests.
Right.
I sort of just play daft games. This one is called All We Hear is Radio Gargle.
Okay.
Essentially what you're going to do is earlier on in the studio, I recorded me gargling 8 sort of quite well-known songs.
Right.
And then you're going to have to guess what song that is from me gargling the tune. I got some very weird looks through the window because there was me in a microphone going, da, 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 da. Like just people walking past thinking, what is he doing? That was my... So what I've got is there's some cards here.
Okay.
And they've all got different numbers on. Don't open them yet because they have the answers on. But essentially, you're going to choose a number between 1 and 8. We'll play the clip, and then you'll guess it. And then you can open the paper, like all cheap game showy, and then you see if you've got the correct answer or not.
Okay.
That's essentially it. So do you want to choose a number between 1 and 8, please?
Okay, I'm about to choose number 3.
Number 3. So if you have number 3, don't open it yet. No cheating. Just because it's radio, I can still see you. Don't think you can cheat the... Don't cheat the system. Let's play Gargle... Number 3. I've got to be honest, that is the ropiest one in there.
Yeah, is that... No, I honestly don't know. Could you play it again, maybe?
I don't know.
No time for
I don't know. I don't know if that's fair on the listeners to play it again, to be honest. Think of My Jumper.
Oh, okay. It's definitely a Beyoncé song.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But the song is...
Oh, da, 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 da.
Single Ladies.
Yeah.
No way.
That is correct. If you open that bit of paper, you'll find yourself Beyoncé.
Single Ladies.
There you go.
Oh, I should have got that. Now I can hear it.
Yeah, that definitely is the worst one, though.
Yeah. That's okay, what, that's good.
That's when I'd just eaten. It was the first one I did because I was struggling with 1 and 2, and I'd just eaten. It definitely is the ropiest one.
There's hope.
There is hope. Do you want to choose another number between 1 and 8, but except 3 now?
Well, yeah. I will choose number 6.
Number 6. We'll load number 6 into the system. Here's Gargle number 6.
Okay. I got money on my mind.
Yeah, I think it's that. I can't even remember myself. Go and open paper number 6. Yeah, I think that is Sam Smith, Money on My Mind.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Awesome. That is so worrying you knew that better than me. I couldn't even remember that. That is great. You're 2 out of 2. Congratulations. I mean, this must be life-changing.
Okay.
This must be why you decided to come do this radio session.
Seriously, is.
Do you want to choose another number, please?
Right, okay. I'm going to choose number 8.
Number 8. We'll load number 8 into the system. Here is Gargle number 8.
KTB, No Place I'd Rather Be. Is that the name of the song? I hope so, but I reckon
you're saying,
it's not.
What are you saying? KTB?
Yes.
No Place I'd Rather Be.
That probably isn't it.
Open the paper, we'll find out.
Well, definitely. Rather Be. Okay, well, I got half of these.
Yeah, you knew. I think you could give like half a point for the track.
Clean Bandit.
Yeah.
Oh my. That's that.
No,
that.
No place I'd rather be.
Of course, yeah, that's embarrassing. Okay, it's Clean Bandit.
That's all right. That was another dodgy gargle, to be honest. But
I got the song, but it's a shame I didn't get the artist.
I don't think
you
we can
could have
give
given that,
one. That
to me.
I don't have a jingle for half a point. I only have yes or no, so it has to be no, really.
Right.
Do you want to choose another number, please?
I'm choosing 2.
Number 2. Here is Gargle number 2. That was definitely the hardest one to do. That was one that took about a good four takes. Yeah. Do you want to hear it again?
Yes, please.
Yeah, let's play it again. Sorry, listeners.
Okay, it's Amy Winehouse, I think. It might not be.
I couldn't
tell
you.
But I don't know the name of the song, and I don't know whether I can... No, Oh, no, it's not, is it?
I couldn't tell you. Think.
Don't have to be... Yeah, that's, Up.
Could be. Do you want to open the bit of paper?
I'm going to open it. Oh, God. Katy Perry.
Yeah, it's Katy Perry's
Firework. I didn't get that at all. I was not even close.
No, not really close with Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
Work. Come and show them what you work. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to choose another number, please?
Oh, I'm terrible at this game. Okay, 4.
In fairness, you are the first person to play it, so you actually got the top score.
Oh, really? That's... I feel a lot better.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it'll come back, but you are the first person to play it. Here's gargle number 4.
John Newman.
Yes, Badger Quiff himself. Do you want to open the paper just for unnecessary suspense?
Yay!
John Newman, Love Me Again. There we go. Badger Quiff himself.
Oh,
John
yeah.
Newman there.
You still need to show me the...
I do need to show you the Robbie Williams, actually. I'll Google that in a minute. I'll do it whilst the gargle's playing. Do you want to choose another number, please?
Okay, I'm going to choose 7.
7. Here is gargle number 7. That was gargle number 7 there.
What's his name?
Think robot.
Pharrell.
Yeah, Pharrell and robots.
Robots. Robots. Yeah.
Think robot heads.
That's it. But I can't remember the name of the song.
Did I burn night to the sun? I'm up all nighter.
Get Lucky.
Yes. Daft Punk and Pharrell. That was Get Lucky, that gargle.
There we go.
Yeah, we've got time. We may as well do them all, to be honest. We've gone this far. It seems a shame to leave the other two behind. What number would you choose?
I'm going for 1.
Number 1. This is gargle number 1. He's already sort of featured in the game.
Really?
I can give you that as a clue. It could be an artist we've already mentioned in the game. We were talking about International Happiness Day at the start of the interview. Another clue. Think happy. Think person who featured with... Think Despicable Me Too.
Featured with Pharrell Williams. Did he really?
No. Think... You've said it now.
Oh, okay. It's Pharrell Williams.
With the song...
Happy.
Yeah.
But I did not hear Happy in that.
Did you not? What was it? Let's hear it again. Could be a ropey one. If you feel like a room without a roof, because I'm happy, clap along. You feel like happiness is a truth. There you go, that was Pharrell's Happy in gargle form.
That was a really good one, actually, but I was just awful.
I mean, the original went to number 1. This could get top 40, that version.
Could do.
Yeah, what's the final number?
5.
Number 5, the final one. Done quite well, actually, so far. It's pretty good. Think sort of
It's bad. Definitely Rihanna. Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, and oh no, but of course it's not Rihanna, it's Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball. There we go.
Yes. Woo, let's play that stupid yay thing. Yay! Quite good. I think that was the inaugural All We Hear Is Radio Gargle here on Phoenix FM. I have no clue whether that's going to come back. I'm thinking not. But before you go, there's one thing I forgot to ask earlier at the start of the interview, which I'm quite interested. During my research, I saw on Twitter a picture of you and Billy Mitchell.
Yeah.
I am a big EastEnders fan.
So am I.
You met Billy Mitchell. What was it like meeting the actual Billy Mitchell?
Yeah, it was fairly brief, but yeah, he's a really lovely guy. He came to watch me perform somewhere.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll come to the show one week.
Maybe.
That'd be amazing. And before we leave, how can people sort of follow you, follow your music, download your music?
So you can follow me on Twitter, Saffron Singing, Facebook, Saffron Singing, SoundCloud, Saffron Singing. And you can also buy the tracks that I performed today, Never Too Late and Turning Tables, on Google Hub.
Okay,
yep.
That's modern. What's
yep.
Google Hub?
Google Hub, it's a Google distributor for music, really. And it's not like iTunes, but it kind of does the same thing.
Yeah, I've never heard of Google Hub. That's something I've learnt today, Google Hub.
Google.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for doing the live session.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, pleasure. Thanks for having time to do a stupid game. Thanks.
I actually enjoyed it.
Did you?
Despite the fact that I was so bad.
It's got one customer feedback, which is positive, so it means we can bring it back.
Definitely.
Unlucky to the next guest. That's all I say. And we're going to leave you some jungle. Thanks, Saffron.
Thank you.